This is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the president of the Institute of Biblical Defense and the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship. We're here in Bremerton, Washington. And this is the Phil Fernandez Show, produced by my grandson, Nathan Smith. And in today's segment, we're going to have a short segment on the new tolerance. Now, the new tolerance is something that ticks me off. And if you're traditional in your values, it should tick you off as well. And that makes it an in-your-face segment. So every once in a while, we vent a little, and we have an in-your-face segment. I have my sunglasses to put me in the mood for in-your-face. And so the new tolerance. What is the new tolerance? Everybody's talking about, oh, you got to be more tolerant. Oh, you Christians are bigots. You Christians are bigots because you're telling me I'm going to hell because I'm not trusting in Jesus for salvation. You Christians are bigots because you don't want illegal immigrants to come into the country and stay into the country and get government assistance. You guys are bigots because you don't want to allow a woman to have abortions. And so that's the new tolerance, okay? What is the new tolerance? Well, the new tolerance is just political correctness. Okay, see, traditional tolerance meant this: freedom of speech and freedom of religion. That's the traditional tolerance. If some guy shows up on your college campus, you don't throw windows because you don't like what he has to say. Traditional tolerance, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. The Muslim has the right to tell the Christian, I think you're going to hell because you're not submitting to Allah. The Christian has the right to tell the Muslim, I think you're going to hell because you're not trusting in Jesus. And as long as neither one is infringing on anybody's rights, nobody's beating up nobody, nobody's blowing up nobody, you've got that freedom of speech and freedom of religion. But the new tolerance turns everything upside down. The new tolerance, instead of freedom of religion and freedom of speech, the new tolerance says all beliefs are equally true. And all behavior is equally wholesome. Oh, by the way, if you disagree with us, we can't tolerate you. Let me tell you something. The traditional view of tolerance would say about the new tolerance is actually the most vicious, intolerant belief system that mankind has come up with. The idea that we can't tolerate you if you disagree with me. In the traditional tolerance, I can have an argument with my next door neighbor because he's a New Ager and I'm a Christian, and then we could go fishing together. The new tolerance, the New Ager says, boy, that Christian ought to be locked up because he doesn't believe everybody's going to heaven. And so the new tolerance is very anti-freedom of speech, anti-freedom of religion. They can't tolerate anybody who disagrees with them, okay? And let me just give you an example of a time that I used the new tolerance. How do I dealt with it? I had a friend of mine named Jim Craswell, and he was the only Christian left on the Kitsap County Human Rights Council. I used to always show up at their meetings to share the Christian point of view, since the council was primarily politically correct. And they used to have another guy, Mick Sheldon, one of my heroes, was on there. He got kicked off. So now 11 out of 12 people on the council are anti-Christians, politically correct, new tolerance people, trying to nail people for hate crimes and hate speech. And they wanted to kick Jim Craswell off. Jim Craswell asked me, just go in there and just put in, they're going to give you a chance to speak, just put in a good word for me. I said, no, Jim, they hate my guts. They write letters to the editor, the local newspaper. They badmouth me. Why would I want, you know, he said, no, come on, you owe me one. I said, I don't owe you one. I'm always doing you favors. But I said, all right, for old time's sake, I'll come. And when I got there, the place had seating for 60 people. Well, there was probably a double that with all the people standing room only, probably 60 people standing, 60 people seated. And they gave each of us, since there were so many people who wanted to speak, only 2 minutes to speak. Not everybody spoke, but a lot of people spoke. And it just so happened, I think divine providence, I got to speak last. And so my 2 minutes, I got to speak last. I didn't prepare anything. So I'm sitting there thinking, gee, what am I going to say? And they're all standing up.
oh, Jim Caswell, he's one of those Christian bigots and this and that, and blah, 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 we should kick him off the council.
You know, and they were Kitsap County Human Rights Councils, they would vote to take taxpayers' money, it was taxpayers supported, to bring in gay drama into the high schools. You know, that's the kind of thing they were doing. But they were bad-mouthing Jim Caswell. So finally it got to me, it was my turn to speak. So I stood up, I said, well, they all knew who I was. I said, well, I'd like to start out by saying that I consider myself a very tolerant man. And the whole place started laughing and heckling me. So I looked down, I looked up, I looked at everybody, they got quiet, and I said, as I was saying, I consider myself a very tolerant man. And then they started heckling me again, and I looked down. This next time, I looked at them real good and hard, good and long. I was trying to let them know, I'm not leaving until I get my 2 minutes. All right? I'm from Jersey. I get my 2 minutes. All right? There's only one way to take my freedom of speech from me, and it's not by heckling. And so I looked around, and they were quiet, and I realized, hey, we want to go home tonight. Let the idiot speak. And so I said, look, I consider myself so tolerant. I am so tolerant that there are 11 people on this council who hate what I love and love what I hate. Yet I am so tolerant, I'm not calling for the resignation of any of them. Now, I'm a Bible-believing Christian. I represent one of every three people in Kitsap County. Jim Caswell is the only member on this council of 12 that loves what I love and hates what I hate. And so I'm asking that you be 1/12 as tolerant as me and allow Jim Caswell to stand there and to speak in behalf of one of every three people in Kitsap County, the evangelical Christians. Thank you. And I sat down. There was total silence. Then they had a 2-minute meeting. And then the four most politically correct new tolerance type people, they had said if Jim Caswell didn't get kicked off the council that night, they were going to resign. Well, now they were left with a choice. Now, if they kicked him off the council, they'd have to admit they were only 1/12 as tolerant as me, a guy that they deemed in print in the local paper as a Christian bigot. In fact, they even called me a terrorist at one time. Go figure. They said he was a terrorist like Jim Dobson from Focus on the Family. I don't know what they're talking about. If I see Jim Dobson in the middle of the night in downtown Tacoma in an alleyway, I'm not scared. I mean, not my idea of a terrorist. Whatever the case, they came up to the podium. I knew what happened because Jim Caswell was chewing gum and he was smiling at me and just chewing away. He had his hands behind his head. And the four people came up and they announced their resignation from the council. You see, the new tolerance is their God. The new tolerance is their religion. And so if we argue, this is a Christian country, we don't allow this anymore, blah, blah, they'll say, look, see? See how bigoted? See how intolerant these Christians are? But if instead we show them that they're not as tolerant as we are, I mean, we don't throw rocks when we don't like the speaker. We don't riot when we don't like how an election goes. They're the intolerant ones. Political correctness is intolerant. Political correctness is exactly what they claim everybody else is. That's what they are. If anybody's guilty of hate speech, it's them. Now, I'm for freedom of speech. But when everything's said and dead, as everything's said and done, the new tolerance is the most intolerant belief system in the history of mankind. And it's the new religion. It's sweeping not only through America, but through the planet. And there is no place for truth. And it's to the point where if somebody says, I'm a girl, even though he's a guy, you got to tolerate him. So whatever the case, the new tolerance is intolerant, and I apologize if I'm in your face.